Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink. This is Mike Adams, your host for the show today, airing on InfoWars.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. and many affiliate radio and TV stations as well. Thank you for joining me. Got a very special show for you today, an exclusive interview with Dr. Farah. Now, she has run a holistic health clinic in the Philippines for many years and has treated thousands of patients with holistic solutions. She gets people off the toxic chemotherapy treatments that, frankly, murder people with chemical weapons. That's really the accurate way to describe chemotherapy. And she helps people heal. Well, not long ago, just a few weeks ago, the Philippines government conducted an armed raid on her clinic. She said, she described it as 50 men with AR-style rifles. I think she called them M16s, but she's not a firearms expert, so they're probably not exactly M16s. But hey, scary-looking guns to people who don't know what firearms are. And they raided her clinic. They shut her down. They threw her patients to the streets. And they attacked her using five institutions of medicine, the FDA in the Philippines, similar to the FDA in the United States. They use various institutions of medicine. Basically, her competition, which promotes chemotherapy and promotes toxic drugs and pharmaceuticals, shut her down. And she was death threatened. Her entire family received death threats. They said they're going to murder her family. She's married to an American. They have, I think it's three children. They have three children. And they were forced to not just flee their clinic, they were forced to flee the country. Now, remember, the Philippines is a country where the president, Duterte, has basically unleashed execution squads against drug dealers and drug traffickers and so on. And I suppose you could debate whether that is a good idea or not. On one hand, it has reduced the drug dealing quite substantially in the Philippines. On the other hand, it is executions without due process. The government actually pays bounty hunters to run around and murder suspected drug dealers without a trial, and then they collect money from the government. I mean, gee, what could be wrong with that picture? You know, people run around just killing people and collecting bounties from the government. So in any case, it's a country where due process is not respected the way it is in the United States. And so Dr. Farah had to flee the country with her family. Now, I was able to interview her by Skype for this show that you're about to see. She breaks down in tears at one point, but she is very thoughtful. She is obviously well-educated, and she cares tremendously about her patients. I bring you this interview because you need to know that the attack on health freedom and medical freedom is a global attack, and that the globalists who are tied to the pharmaceutical mass poisoners and the vaccine industry and the chemotherapy industry and the psychiatric drug industry, these are globalist forces that are trying to criminalize and even murder holistic doctors, not just in the United States, but all around the world. And it's Aaron Elizabeth at, I think it's called Health Nut News, that has documented, I believe, over 80, maybe 90 holistic doctors that have been murdered in the last few years by the establishment because they ran clinics that were helping people heal. So that true story is now being brought to you in this episode of Counterthink. And I want you to listen carefully because you need to know that your ability to choose a natural health option, your ability to opt out of the toxic cancer industry, is under attack. So here's a preview of what's coming up in this exclusive interview here on Counterthink.
My sister-in-law, she started texting my cell phone. She said that we are being raided again for the second time. And then I wasn't there. I was in Manila. And then they came in with 50 guns, 50 policemen with, you know, armor lights. I don't know what, M16s. So they came in, all the patients are all shocked, they were all crying, they were telling the policeman, please, please, this is unnecessary, it's like I did something wrong.
Warning, Take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Farah. It's a real honor to be able to interview you. I know you're under intense assault by the medical establishment that's trying to shut you down. I know you're going to talk about what they've done to you and the illegal raid and so on, but start with the background. What is it that your clinic in the Philippines has been doing, and how have you been helping people over the past few years?
Well, first thing foremost is that I want to introduce myself. I'm a licensed medical doctor here in the Philippines. So only licensed medical doctors are allowed to practice medicine here in the Philippines. So it's like any other doctors in the United States. So I'm trained to practice synthetic medicine, pharmaceutical medicine. But then, unfortunately, I was born in a family of scientists. My grandfather is a scientist. And then my father is a scientist, but my father is a herbal scientist. And then when I graduated medical school and then I passed, you know, my licensure exam, he told me, he said, daughter, I think, you know, you should come and work for me. Of course, at first I didn't really understand because I have no background on herbal medicine or what my dad was really doing. So I said, okay, I'll give it a try.
So you were really trained in the traditional pharmaceutical modality, that the only molecules that can heal you, you were taught, were from big pharma's molecules?
Yes, all of that. And even while I was practicing traditional medicine, because of herbal medicine with my father, I was, you know, I didn't really believe that, you know, I should change, you know, the diet. I really didn't believe on vitamins, on minerals, until my own family got really, really sick. My daughter, my eldest daughter had bronchial asthma, and then my husband had cough. It was recurrent. It was every month. And I was spending around $2,000 to $3,000 every month for my children, because I have given them the antibiotics, the steroids, everything. And it just, you know, it will be gone and then it will come back again. So I didn't want to be in that cycle. And then I discovered honey and cinnamon for cough, and it changed my life. And from then on, I promised allegiance, total allegiance to natural medicine. I told myself, I promise I will protect natural medicine, whatever happens, because it really helped me a lot.
And yet it seems like also you didn't just leap into it with an irrational mindset. You brought your medical training and your cause-effect understanding, your scientific thinking, to the world of natural medicine, looking at minerals, nutrients, natural modalities. And I mean, this is what it seems like from what you've written about in some of your videos, that you are using what works based on the evidence. You're not just saying, do all these things because they're natural world things. You're saying, we're seeing results when we use these, and we're seeing very positive results in saving lives.
Yeah, and that's why I become very, very, I threatened a lot of doctors, because I would see at an average in a day, I would see around 300 to 500 patients in a day. In a day.
That's a lot of patients.
And I have practiced for 16 years. So I have seen almost 150,000 patients in my life.
Now, many of these patients, as I understand it, are low-income patients. You've offered, I believe, some free services to some people, and other patients compensate you for your time. Is that how your clinic is structured?
Okay. Believe it or not, I do not charge my patient for their consultation. And the majority of my inventions, these are all my inventions, all dedicated to natural medicine, I gave for free for the poor. So whether you believe it or not, that's how I work.
For our audience who's not familiar with your work yet, but they're learning about you, can you share or describe maybe one or two of these inventions and what they accomplish, just so people can know more?
Okay, so the first invention that my father had, it was actually my father who invented it, and it was very, very famous. It was Boston C. It was actually named after him because his name was Antonio. So he said, and everyone calls him Boston. So it's not from Boston, U.S. It's actually the name of my father. So it's Boston C. And this concoction, it was proven to be safe and effective and very promising when it comes to cancer, diabetes, lupus, almost all types of illnesses. And this is now the main product that the FDA is kicking me right now for.
What you're referring to is the Philippines FDA, which is, of course, not the same as the U.S. FDA. They just share a common name. I just wanted to clarify that. And secondly, please describe, because in the United States, the FDA and the FTC criminalize people who make truthful descriptions about natural supplements that can prevent disease. For example, vitamin C obviously prevents scurvy and cures scurvy. But if you sell vitamin C and you claim this prevents scurvy, then in the United States, they can arrest you and put you in prison, which is insane, but that's the way it goes. How does the law work there with the FDA in the Philippines?
Here in the Philippines, if you have a food supplement and you have a vitamin C content of more than 150%, you are already considered a drug.
150% of the recommended daily allowance?
RENI, yeah, recommended energy nutrient intake. Okay, and this was this is a very outdated RENI. I think this was in 1991. So it's an outdated, okay? So, and for you to be a food supplement, they will require you to put in your brand the term no approved therapeutic claims.
Right, right.
Okay? So if that's in your product, it has to be if you are a food supplement. That's mandatory. It has to be there.
Did they come after you for the claims that were associated with your product? Is that what they're trying to say, that it's not substantiated?
When my father died, he had an LTO, license to operate, because before you have a food supplement, you have to have a license to operate as a food manufacturer. Okay, so it takes a while to get that. For me, it took me 3 years to get my license to operate. Okay, because I had several problems with the FDA. Okay, like the ones that I was telling you about the vitamin C content of my product, because they were upset with me. They were upset with me because I told them, how come this product has more than 150% RENI and you did not specify that this is a drug? How come my product, which is 160% vitamin C, I said, you want me to be a drug? So they did not like that. So I kept squabbling with the FDA. So finally, after 3 years, I was able to get my license to operate. The next step is for you to have a certificate of product registration. Okay. This certificate of product registration takes a while. Okay, for some, some of the people told me it's around 6 to 8 months, some maybe 12 months, some maybe 3 years. So it can take a while. So I have a CPR. I paid for a CPR, for a certificate of product registration. We have all the papers put in, you know, in the computer. And then finally, when they gave me a decision, after 5 months, they gave me a decision. They denied it. And I said, why did you deny it? I said, because all of the testing has lapsed already.
Oh, because wow. So they delayed it and then they claimed you took too long?
It took too long. That's what happened. So now they want
me. It sounds like it's rigged.
Yeah, now they wanted me again to have another reapplication. That's what we are doing right now. Then the FDA raided me.
Stay with us. We have to go to break right now, but we'll be back with more of this exclusive interview with Dr. Farah.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
So talk about this raid. I think people are shocked worldwide to find out that you were raided. Was this, they shut you down? What they have men with guns come in? What? Tell us what this was.
Okay, this is actually an illegal raid. Why? Because there's no due process. So this is what happens, okay? There is a complaint that came in. And this complaint, the FDA will show you who are your complainants. And my complainants are the five medical societies, okay? So these five medical societies, what they did is that they did some forum shopping. So they went to the PRC, which is the Professional Regulatory Commission, which gives me my license to practice medicine. But the PRC said, where are your complainants? Because you cannot complain. You have to have a patient that is, that she, you know, that that I damaged. And they said they cannot produce it. That's why the PRC said, no, I will not entertain this. They went to the Department of Health. Okay. Now, the Department of Health had an investigation and it was dismissed. Because of because again, they did not produce the complainants, and I'm not under the jurisdiction of the Department of Health, because natural medicine is not under the Department of Health. It's not under the jurisdiction of the Department of Health. Now, they went to the FDA. Now, they saw that I had a flaw in the FDA. So what they did was that they came here, they served me the summons to answer. Okay, now the FDA will give you 10 days to answer. They will give you 10 days to answer. So I was raided on July 27. Then I was given time to answer up until August 6. Now, I answered August 6. So that time after, yeah, it was with proof. I showed it in my Facebook Live. It was all there. I was showing them everything. Now, after a couple of weeks, I was actually receiving my award for my contribution to the medical and to the medical society, not medical society, to medicine and science. So that time, I was receiving my award. My sister-in-law, she started texting my cell phone. She said that we are being raided again for the second time. And then I wasn't there. I was in Manila. And then they came in with 50 guns, 50 policemen with, you know, Armalites. I don't know what, M16s. So they came in. All the patients are all shocked. They were all crying. They were telling the policeman, please, please, this is unnecessary. It's like I did something wrong. So they... When my sister-in-law said, what is the reason why you are raiding us again? They said that you did not answer.
How can that be? But you answered on August 6th, right?
Yeah, this is an illegal raid. And this is why I'm very, very vulnerable, Sir Mike. It's because no one has ever told this to the... I have been telling it to my interviews with the media, but they have never mentioned it. They even said that my clinic is fake. How can I be a fake clinic? I have mayor's permit. I'm a medical doctor. I said, how can I be? And my facility is quite big. I said, and I have been a medical doctor for 16 years. If I'm a fake clinic, then I should have been shut down when I was even starting.
What they are doing to you, we call it gaslighting, and they've done it to myself and many, many others in the United States and around the world. You know, I run a science lab, an ISO accredited mass spec scientific lab with millions of dollars of instruments, and I'm attacked, and they say that the lab is fake, even though we are accredited. So they will lie. The media will lie. They'll interview you and they'll twist what you say. They will selectively edit what you say. One thing that you should really I would want to share with you about this interview is to be incredibly cautious about any media that you're talking to, because most media are beholden to the pharmaceutical industry. And it seems like you're cutting into the profits of these powerful, wealthy industries. If you're helping patients prevent having to go get chemotherapy or avoid diabetes or avoid a liver transplant, for example, then you're taking money away from powerful, evil corporate entities. And that, in my view, that's why they want you shut down, because you're actually helping people heal.
My concern also is that because some of the synthetic medications, because when a patient comes and see me, some of the synthetic medications, I tell them to stop drinking it. So that's how I really, you know, treat my patient, but not a lot. So that's what they are telling me again, these allegations, again, which are not compounded. So I think those are very, very unfair for me.
That's a red flag for the pharmaceutical industry. If there is ever a doctor, even in the United States, for example, you can lose your medical license for telling patients to stop taking a prescribed medication, even when that medication is killing them. And I have seen so many cases of somebody, let's say somebody who was maybe slightly symptomatic, maybe had some slight difficulty breathing, and then they would go to a doctor. Doctor would put them on proton pump inhibitors or beta blockers or some blood pressure medication, and then they have a full-blown crisis, near heart attack, and somehow the drugs never get blamed. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, when they go to Dr. Farah, it's Dr. Farah's fault when someone dies. But if they go to, you know, to number one doctor in the Philippines, it must be, you know, because the body did not respond. So it's very unfair, really.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Dr. Farah. You've really hit on something that is now endemic in the culture, which is the lack of patient personal responsibility for their own health, right? They want to project that responsibility to a false authority, which is a doctor who is very often bribed by the drug companies to push toxic pills. And the doctor says that it's his responsibility to diagnose you or to fix you. And then the patient absolves themselves of any responsibility. They don't watch their foods. They don't engage in exercise. They don't avoid toxins. And then, right, they might blame you. They might blame another doctor. They might blame a drug. But wait a second. Who made all these decisions of how to live?
That's actually my biggest mistake. When I was still very, very young, I have the same mentality. But I realized when I was growing older, when I was seeing a lot of patients, it's really the responsibility of the patient. Your body is your responsibility. And we always have control over our situation. I have always told my cancer patient like that. I said, you are never a victim, because I do not believe that cancer is, majority is not, I think it's environmental. It's not genetic. So it's not because it's your fault that you are sick. No, your genes, it's the fault of your genes. I think we all have some form of control over what happened to our body and what will happen to our body as we go through a certain type of process.
This exclusive interview continues after we go to break. Stay with us here on Counterthink. We'll be right back.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
We're back on Counterthink, broadcasting on Infowars.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. Central. Continuing with our exclusive interview with Dr. Farah, who had to flee the Philippines. We're told that she is now safely in the United States, so she is not under severe threat at this moment. But this story is extraordinary, and you've got to hear what she has to share in this segment. So let's continue. You seem like a person who is really the expression of love for fellow human beings. You want to show people how to heal and show them the pathway to healing. And I think you recognize that not everybody is ready for a pathway of healing. Some people are self-destructing. That's part of society. But for those who are ready and who seek you out and come to you, why wouldn't your government allow those people to choose your clinic? It's not like you're grabbing people off the street and throwing them in a chair and forcing them, do my protocol, right? People seek you out and they get extraordinary results. How can that be illegal?
I think it's quite, because the thing is with the FDA, I think with my government, because there's so much overlapping of what I do, I'm not only a merchant, because I'm also a medical doctor. And as a medical doctor, I have the right here in the Philippines to give whatever treatment I can to my patient with the highest science that I have studied. And that's what I am doing. And as a patient, you have the right to access this type of treatment. So I think my government right now, they're only focused on one thing, which is the certificate of product registration, which I am still on process right now. So they said that I violated that. They didn't think that, you know, because you have you're a medical doctor, you are not entitled to that right. Your patient also, they're not entitled to that right as well. So I think in the Philippines, it's still a very young government. So there's still so many things for the government, you know, to change with regards to their law, with regards to the regulation of some practices. You know, although the traditional Filipino way of treating has been here for, you know, thousands of years, I think the Filipinos still think that the conventional medicine, which started late 1800s, is the old medicine. So,
yeah, that's interesting. And you're exactly right, because people of your culture and Native Americans in the United States and Amazonian tribes and Aborigine Australians, all of these people around the world and throughout the Middle East and everywhere have been treating. I mean, Chinese medicine is 5,000 years old, and natural medicine has been observed in primates. We're talking about orangutans and gorillas and chimpanzees actually observe, this is documented science, where they find plant medicine in the forest to treat their own conditions. So this has been going on, you know, for millions of years on our planet. Natural medicine, we've coexisted with natural medicine, and for modern people to think that no, real medicine is this synthetic pharmaceutical medicine, it's a complete upside down world.
Yes, you're right. Actually, I have learned, because I was really studying because of what happened to me right now. You know, I was really studying. Actually, the first schools of medicine are actually seminaries. They are affiliated in church. So the first physicians are actually nuns, priests, and pastors. And then when the Rockefeller came in, you know, it changed everything. It changed the face of medicine, and it became, you know, it flourished. It became money wise. You know, it became financial. The financial gain has become it has intensified because of the Rockefellers.
Wow, you know your history. That's extraordinary, and you're right that there was an attack on chiropractic medicine by the American Medical Association in the United States. And by the way, the American Medical Association was tied with the tobacco companies.
You're right.
And they ran full-page ads for big tobacco. Smoke cigarettes. Doctors recommend Camels more than any other cigarette. Mm-hmm. This was the American Medical Association. And they said, don't go see a chiropractor because that is dangerous. But here, smoke these cigarettes. That's good for you.
Yeah. It's actually ridiculous. And that's why when I did my FB Live, I was telling, you know, all of my followers, I said, I'm not only fighting for myself. I'm also fighting for those chiropractors, because they are also doctors. Because here in the Philippines, they think they're just quack doctors also. The chiropractors, the herbal medicine, acupuncturists. I said, these people have studied. They have, you know, invested so much time in their craft. And I think that all of them should have been given a chance to practice what they have learned.
Well, I want to ask you about some action items that people can take to support you. But first, I have a very powerful warning message for your fellow citizens in the Philippines, and that is that if your country does not embrace physicians such as yourself, who have affordable, effective, low intervention, very low risk natural medicine that works, if they don't embrace that, the pharmaceutical medical model will bankrupt your country as it is bankrupting America. America's over $21 trillion in debt. States are going bankrupt, like Illinois and New Jersey and New York and California. And nearly all of that, and pensions are going bankrupt all across the country. I don't know if you're aware of this, but cities are in bankruptcy. Most of this is because of healthcare costs. And most of that is pharmaceutical monopoly-priced toxic medicine that doesn't solve the problem but keeps patients taking more pills to generate more profit. It will bankrupt America. It is already doing so. And it will bankrupt the Philippines one day if the Philippine government doesn't realize this.
You're right. I hope it doesn't happen here, but I don't know.
Let's get to some action items, because I think people want to support you and they want to spread the word. So let me just ask you a few basic things. Number one, what's your main website that people can share?
My main website is Dr. Farah Online.
DrFarah.online?
DrFarah.online. Yeah.
Okay.
And DrFarahCancerCenter.com.
DrFarahCancerCenter.com. Okay. We'll put that on the video. Also, I understand you're launching a GoFundMe campaign, so we will add that graphic to the screen as well.
Okay.
If people were to donate money to your cause here, how would you put that to use to help protect natural medicine for your patients and your country?
I would actually support a lot of herbalists here because they have no support. The herbalists here in the Philippines, they're also very intelligent. It's like, I just don't understand all of these doctors. It's like, I think they have such this status, you know, that they think that they are above everyone else. I said, that's not... When I was studying med school, we would always pray. And because we believe, at least me, because I studied at St. Louis University. It's a school for, you know, run by the priest, you know. And we would always pray. And then we would always associate doctors, you know, synonymous to Christ, which is the ultimate healer. And somehow, I don't know what happened. Somehow, I'm here where the doctors are shaming me, the doctors are attacking me. And I want that to stop. I want to encourage the Filipino herbalist. I want them to, you know, to also, you know, spread the word that, you know, herbal medicine is also a science. And that's, you know, if people will allow me, I would do that. Second is that I would give it to my patients who are very, very poor. Because here in the Philippines, as you know, it's a third world country. And not a lot of Filipinos can afford natural medicine. So most probably the money that will be, you know, donated in this GoFund will go to my patient because they really need a lot of help.
We're going to break right now here on CounterThink. We'll be back after this break with more of this exclusive interview with Dr. Farah.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. CounterThink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
And we're back on CounterThink, continuing our interview with Dr. Farah, who had to flee the Philippines due to an assault by the government on her holistic medical clinic. Let's continue and learn about medical tyranny in our world that's run by globalists with big pharma ties.
A lot of people, all of my patients, they have been calling FDA, they have been calling the president, they have been calling a lot of people. And sad to say, no one really listens. You know, the only one who really listened to me, because I went to Congress, I was knocking at the doors of the representatives. There was one, only one, who told me, and I said, sir, do you think what I'm doing is wrong? And he said, no, you're like Jesus. you heal during the Sabbath day. And he's the only one who really understood what I'm doing. But I've been knocking on doors. And I was telling people, I'm not doing this for myself. I'm doing this for the sick. No one listens. No one listens. That's the sad part.
You know, I'm so sorry that they're putting you through this. It is inhuman. It is based on greed and arrogance and a deeply ingrained evil, frankly, that the medical system is now founded on, that is to deny people access to healing and to criminalize those such as yourself who simply wish to help others. It's an affront against humanity, as far as I'm concerned.
Let me say something, Mark.
Uh-huh. Death threatening you.
All the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not unusual. You're becoming popular, you're becoming effective, you've got millions of followers on Facebook. We had 2.5 million, and then they cut us off. They banned my entire YouTube channel after 10 years, 350,000 YouTube followers. I posted a video about CBD oil helping a woman overcome stage 4 cancer. When that video went live, they banned my entire channel and wiped out the entire history.
When you ran that story on us a week or so ago, they wouldn't let us promote it. They said that we were promoting illegal drugs.
Yep, that's what they use. What do you want to say to people who are watching this and they're just outraged and they can't believe this is happening? How do you shock them out of their slumber into a point where they will take action and they will call your FDA and say, enough is enough? You know, and they'll call their representatives in your government and say, you've got to help Dr. Farah.
They have been doing that, Sir Mike. The problem is, I think it's because the Philippines is not really that, you know, equipped or prepared for people like me. Because my patients, you know, the 3 million followers I have, it's not incessant. They have been calling the government. And you know what they did? The FDA did, because everyone was calling them. They have to shut down their telephone for like 2 days, 1 to 2 days. Because there was just a lot of phone calls. And the same thing with, you know, we've sent a lot of emails. It's just I'm losing hope. I don't see anymore. That's what I told my husband. I don't see the light, you know, in the tunnel. I cannot see any ray of light. That's why I have been crying for 3 weeks now. Imagine 3 weeks and it's still for motion for reconsideration because, you know, you have to go through the process again.
In the 1980s in the United States, there was an organization known as the Life Extension Foundation, LEF. And I've interviewed the founder. He was raided at gunpoint by the FDA in the United States in the 1980s. There was such an outcry, and he was able to organize a push for a new law, just brand new legislation, and it ended up being called DSHEA, D-S-H-E-A, means the Dietary Safety, Health, and Education Act, I think. And DSHEA made it so that the FDA could not regulate supplements,
mm-hmm.
could not stop them, could not prevent them, as long as the supplements did not make health claims, mm-hmm. they were protected. And that has been the basis of the supplement industry ever since in the United States. And so I'm just wondering if there are any parallels where is it a possibility that the people of the Philippines could really rise up and say, we have to protect access to supplements?
I think in the future that will happen, but right now I don't see it happening. You know, my patients right now, they're actually organizing a rally. They're organizing a rally in front of FDA, and it hurts me because they are very, very sick. The patient that I really see are stage 4 cancer patient, the ones that the doctors doesn't want to touch anymore, the ones that the hospital has turned away. These are my patients, And I don't want them to be outside of FDA rallying for me because I have been knocking indoors. I have gone through at least the third highest position here in the field.
Well, I think a rally is exactly what needs to happen, frankly. And I might even recommend what we call a die-in rally, where people stage mass deaths. They lie down on the sidewalk in front of the FDA and they carry a sign that said died from cancer, and someone else has died from diabetes. Someone else has died, no access to natural medicine. People can stage a die-in and just send a message that, hey, our lives are at stake. We count and we demand access to natural medicine. It's just something to consider.
That's what they are doing right now. Yeah. But on my end, I have already stopped going to politicians. I really do not know where to go right now.
Well, I almost hate to tell you this, but this is a long battle. You're just beginning the fight, frankly, and it will test your spirit, and you'll find out, you know, really how strong you can be in this process, both of you, because husband and wife go through this together, but it will also make you stronger and make you more certain in your belief system, because now you know what's at stake. Now you know that how actively they're trying to suppress this healing technology or healing modality.
Yeah, if you have been, you know, 9 pharmaceutical company. It's actually funny at the same time because it's like flattering, but I just cannot believe it. I did not see that I will be going up against 9 big pharmaceutical companies.
There is an entire black ops smear campaign. Monsanto alone spends $1 million a year to smear myself and another woman called the Food Babe. That's $1 million a year just to destroy our reputation and spread lies about us and false information. And then Big Pharma, that's another story. So we've got Merck, you know, Eli Lilly, and all these other companies, they run dark ops campaigns. And what they do is they'll smear you on Wikipedia, they'll smear you in the press, they'll have false allegations against you. I mean, it is a massive barrage of weaponized disinformation. So just prepare yourself, because if you fight for health freedom, they target you in every way they can.
Well, I pray for you. I will pray for you, Sir Mike.
Well, likewise, I'll pray for you. And if, I'll say this too, if for some reason you have to flee, if you have to get out of the Philippines, if you come to the United States, come to Texas, we will have a place for you. I mean, if you need our assistance, we can make that happen immediately.
We appreciate it. Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
So there you have it, folks, the full interview with Dr. Farah. Shocking, mind-blowing information. Share this interview. Help support InfoWars. Help support CounterThink.com. You can go to CounterThink.com and see more episodes. Help support my video platform called Real.Video that also carries InfoWars videos as well as these CounterThink episodes. Every episode is there. Nothing gets banned on Real.Video from our channels. We have to ban a few like violent videos and things, but almost nothing gets banned there. So join Real.Video if you want to have free speech. It's the alternative to YouTube. Just go to Real.Video, sign up. It's free. You can start using it right now. You can watch videos like this one, and 30,000 other videos are now live, including, I don't know, 1,000 plus from InfoWars. So check it out. It's all at Real.Video. Thank you for your support. Continue to tune into this show every Sunday at 6 p.m. on InfoWars.com or your local radio affiliate or TV station where you're watching right now. This is Mike Adams. Thanks for tuning in. Take care.